in just a minute. Carl ratifies his very own bill of rhymes in our listener limerick challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Panelists, it's time for a new game. We're calling it
Tippecanoe and Carl Too.
You can't run for office without a great slogan. Just ask President Jomentum Lieberman. Carl is going to read you some lesser-known political slogans. Pick the real one, you get a point. Jesse, you're up first. Filipino politician Junjun Soto ran for office with a particular slogan. Was it?
Junjun Soto, two Junes, just that one prostitute.
Or?
Junjun Soto, I'll do my best, but I can't promise anything.
Or?
Junjun Soto, they named him twice, vote for him twice.
I mean, anything less than all of them being real is unsatisfying. The second one?
Second one was, I'll do my best, but I can't promise anything?
That feels, where is this person from again?
The Philippines.
Oh, yeah, that's very typical of the Philippines, that kind of modesty. I have no idea what I'm talking about. I'm going to just, randomly guess that one.
That's the one. Very good. Okay, Charlie. Oh. This one's for you. In 2009, Josko Risa was elected mayor of a town in Croatia based on a surprising political slogan. Was it?
Josko Risa, hey, it's only Croatia.
Or?
Josko Risa, he'll occasionally show up for work.
Or?
Josko Risa, all for me, nothing for you.
Which one was it?
Well, since I know nothing of Croatian politics, I'm going to use the one that would make me vote for Mr. Risa, which is B.
He'll occasionally show up for
work? Yes. If he promises to occasionally show up for work, I'll vote for him.
Sadly, it was all for me, nothing for you.
Oh!
He's elected. Says Risa, I just told him the truth. He won in a landslide. All right, Tom, your turn. Jim Oberweis ran for governor of Illinois in 2006, and he borrowed from a classic advertising tagline for his slogan. How appropriate for you, sir. Was it?
Jim Oberweis, just do him.
Or?
Jim Oberweis, got gov?
Or?
Jim Oberweis is gubernatorial.
What was that first one again?
Jim Oberweis, just do him.
Oh, gosh. I so want that to be the one, but I have some trace memory of the gov thing actually happening. I'm gonna say that. Am I hallucinating?
No, you were right. That's
yeah,
it.
See?
Jim Oberweis got his money from running a family dairy company. .milk.gov. And of course, the people of Illinois thought that was ridiculous and stupid, and of course, in their wisdom, elected Rob Blagojevich instead. All right, panel, some questions for you about politics. Charlie, we want our politicians to be heroes. Newark Mayor Cory Booker rushed into a burning building to save the residents. And during the 2012 campaign, we learned Mitt Romney once helped stop a man from doing what?
Well, I know he stopped several people from enjoying themselves. This isn't the guy he had stop smoking dope on the beach
yes,
outside his house.
Yes, it is, Charlie.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah. As I said, stop people from enjoying themselves.
Yeah, I know. According to a New York Times profile, once while at his beach home in La Jolla, California, Romney personally intervened to lecture a guy smoking a joint in the beach, and he also let his neighbors know he's not down with 420 in the hood. To put it in a way Mr. Romney never, ever would. Imagine, if you will, that poor pot smoker, wherever he is, people think he's always paranoid. He's like, no, really, the Republican presidential candidate might come in here and bust us any minute. It's happened before. The real question is, why would you choose a spot near Mitt Romney's house to smoke weed?
They're maybe just hoping that would happen.
It's like, oh, wow, dude, their car's on elevators. Watch them.
Dude, there's a dog on the roof.
Tom, a few years ago, the military wanted to significantly increase its presence on the island of Guam, but Democratic Congressman Hank Johnson of Georgia feared it would have grave consequences for the island. Sending a lot of troops there, he feared, would do what?
I actually know the answer to this. He thought it would tip the island over.
Yes, he did. He thought it would make Guam tip over. Speaking... Speaking at a House Armed Services Committee meeting in 2010, Representative Johnson said, quote, "My fear is that the whole island will become so overly populated it will tip over and capsize." And the Navy admiral in charge of the planned buildup said after a long pause, quote, "We don't anticipate that." It was amazing to find out that a member of Congress studies geopolitical strategy in his bathtub. Oh no, fortifying rubber ducky has caused it to turn over to the rescue, USS Squeaky Penguin. Ooh. If you don't know Democratic Representative Hank Johnson, he's the one you constantly see wearing water wings around the Capitol, just in case.
See, this is why I was saying that having cage match fighters in Congress would not be an altogether bad
thing. You really can't make it any worse.